Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Local and national media personality Joe Teipel is the creator, owner, and operator of Joe Teipel Enterprises. He's been doing that since 1976. He's an announcer, MC, an auctioneer. Over 5,000 events have been served by him. Over $50 million auctioned off. In much demand, Joe's foundation in life is now built on a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Why do we have the Good Life radio show? The reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Christ, for you to know Him, for you to know His love for you. No matter what you're facing, what challenge it might be, no matter what you're going through in this moment of your life, yes, God loves you even now. In the midst of times when you feel embarrassed, in times when you feel discouraged, in times when you feel broken, that's when the love of God is made known to you, even today. Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross, my friend, to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, even as He's called Joe, even as He's called Suzanne, myself, He calls you. Would you open your heart to Christ? I think this is a perfect moment to do that during this show. It's our hope. It's our prayer. Joe Teipel, you know, some of his events include the Honolulu Marathon, Coors Light Triple Crown of Surfing, ASP World Championships, and insurance auto auctions, and more. And we're privileged to have him with us. Joe, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Mahalo nui loa. It is a privilege and pleasure and honor to be with the likes of you and Suzanne, what I call real deal Christians. Gets me very excited, and I'm humbled to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
I think, Suzanne, when God saw Joe and you created Joe, He said, I'm going to kiss that one with just a special, silky, smooth, deep, resounding voice.
Amen.
Oh, He has that, man.
It's been good to me.
Where did you grow up?
That is a good question. I'm in the 5% group that, by the way, I so named and dubbed. Now, Suzanne would appreciate this. This is a long time I'm a local Holly girl, that I was not in the born and raised category of Caucasians and Holly here in Hawaii, because I was born in Toledo, Ohio in the mid-50s and came here after a stint in Princeton, New Jersey by my very eccentric, unusual, unique mother, hauled 6,000 miles straight east as far as you can get and staying in America to Hawaii in the mid-60s. So numerically, I was mostly, therefore, raised here in Hawaii, but born in Toledo. So I'm glad to have some old-fashioned Midwest square value type folks that I'm from and was surrounded by as a wee lad. But most of my years were spent here in Hawaii. So the shaping of Hawaii is very significant in my 51 years.
How old were you when your mom brought you here?
I was a 10-year-old boy.
Okay.
Yes. So I spent most of my life in Hawaii. But I feel good, and I think that it had a nice effect on me and my life and personality to have a short and a youthful and a temporary footprint on the mainland, the United States, where I was born, but with a heavy adult growing period of my life, including coming to Christ here in certainly what's got to be one of the great God's places on earth.
Man,
who influenced you most, Joe, in your growing up years?
That is a good question. Because I came from a split family. In fact, it was the divorce of my parents, which was a little bit unusual in the early 60s.
Yes.
In Ohio, where people were pretty much pretty square and normal, and divorce was very uncommon. So because that was an unusual set of circumstances, but that split in my family is what led us to have a movement, you might say, out of a little suburb of Toledo called Perrysburg, and thereby eventually to come through New Jersey and end up in Hawaii, a very unlikely place, you might say, given my so-called original roots. But it's clear that this place was my destiny and my divine destiny, although at the time I was not conscious of it, given how unusual it was to end up here and the things that happened for me here, that had to happen here, like being a surfer.
Mm. Surfer Joe.
It's true.
Where did that title come from, sir? Thank you.
Yes. On the way to Hawaii in the summer of 1965, as my eccentric, unusual, loving, lovable mother was hauling the three of the four kids at that moment away from where we lived to a place that was the equivalent of Antarctica in terms of our experience at the time, I got bitten by the surfing bug, I'll say, on the way, innocently minding my own business. There we were in Southern California visiting some cousins in La Jolla, San Diego, mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. And you may remember the Dr. Seuss books, The Boy Who Kissed the Seal. And there was a book. You remember that book? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my cousin was the kid in that book. So we thought this was a big deal. We knew somebody was somebody. Anyway, so we're going to visit our cousins. And they turned us on to wave riding at a little cove called Boomer Beach. Back then, there were no boogie or bodyboards, but you would do the equivalent on the thing called air mattresses, if you remember. Not those cheap plastic things the tourists float around on, but these were vinyl air mattresses with a big yellow rubber tip mm-hmm, on them. Mm-hmm, it was a wave riding mm-hmm. technique if you didn't have a surfboard, mm-hmm. which back then still were large and heavy. Anyway, so I got bitten by the surf bug, skipped lunch for the first time in my life. I mean, food is pretty important to young people when they're hungry and growing, but I was thinking, who on earth would want to stop surfing to eat food when you've experienced something that's equivalent of space travel for a kid?
Yeah.
This was so much fun. I just was beside myself. And that was the start of 51 years of surfing that to this day is unmitigated and will be probably until I pass this mortal body.
Wow.
I just love surfing. It's been a big part of my life.
So did your cousin give you that nickname? Or?
Oh, no. To answer the question, that came just out of natural evolution.
Okay.
And it became a radio moniker when I created the Surf News Network back in 1976. Mm-hmm. And we passionate surfers were thinking there's got to be a better way than driving around in our VWs searching for surf without knowing before we got there what it was going to be like to know before we went. And so I said, there's got to be a better way. And we created the Radio Broadcast Surf Report, which created a systematized multi-station broadcast network around Hawaii based on Oahu originally. It was preceded by Lord Tallyho Blears and Fred Hemmings and Chuck Shipman and a few others that did spotty reports now and then for a few stations, but never massively, consistently, daily, and with a network of people. So my passion grew into the creation of a company. And that was just when I was going to UH Manoa. And I started as a hobby on a fluke, and it just was right time, right place, and it was a very strange divine coincidence because I had no credentials at all to create a business, and I was very bumpkinish in the way I approached things, but I just knew this thing could happen, and that it should, and I would, and because surfing was my passion, made it a little bit easier. You know how that goes.
It seems to be that passion can take you very, very far.
Yes.
It's that intangible quality that people, they recognize, they see it. There's some magnetism to it. And it even, especially when you're young
mm-hmm.
and you have passion, mm-hmm. There's also people who are able to kind of give you a pass from time to time because you're young and passionate about things.
Oh, indeed. Let me tell you the story. Speaking of radio station mm-hmm. studios. So there I am, a UH student. My father, although he wasn't generous, had provided just enough so I didn't have to work like a lot of students did to go through college. So I could kind of focus on my college, some extracurricular activities, you know, community involvement, what have you. The point being is that I didn't really have to go earn money, but I wanted to kind of create a hobby or something out of this Surf Report idea. So I went downtown to KHVH at the time to propose that the all-news, all-day, everyday radio station was simply not an accurate slogan because they didn't have a surfer port in the surfing capital of the world, which is a very bold statement, which I was my claim for getting an appointment with the owner and the manager. And whereupon, after they were kicking me out of the office, saying they had no need or no desire for this, they have no market, and nobody would sponsor it, they said on the way out the door, oh, by the way, what were you gonna charge us for this cockamamie surfer port idea? And of course, being the completely unprepared non-professional, I said, thinking on my feet, because I had no idea in mind, which was completely unprofessional, how about $50 a month? And they said, $50 a month? Why didn't you say so? You can start tomorrow. And that's how the entire Surf News Network Hawaii began. It went from a complete no to a complete yes in the turn of a dime. And anyway, it grew much bigger than that. Over time, it became a company that I sold and now goes on 40 years later.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So God's been good to me even when I wasn't thinking about him. That's one reason why I'm so grateful and humbled to be a Christian.
Well, there's a passage of scripture that says, despise not the day of small beginnings. And this whole idea of planting a seed, the seed of action, the seed of that first step, the seed of that first dollar, that seed of that first idea can germinate and grow into something far greater. Ephesians 3:20, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all you could ever ask or think. You wonder today, why do we have Surfer Joe in studio with us? Why do we have Joe Teipel sharing like only he can?
Amen.
I mean, this is unplanned stuff. I mean, it's very loose here. Huh? Why? Well, dear friend, if you're ever at a crossroads in life, if there is ever a time where you have to make a decision, ever a time where you're starting to feel that mounting stress because of uncertainty, a person like Joe Teipel is emboldened with faith. Now today he's going to testify of a relationship he has with God. When we come back from our break, that's what we will do. But as we do, consider your place in life right now. Consider your situation. Consider the need for one step, one idea, $1. Consider what could God do through a step of faith, even like Joe Teipel going into KHVH. Bold idea, novice. Look what happened. When we come back, Joe will share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, sometimes you have no idea. You have no idea when you take a step and you do something, you're hoping, but you might not even know what to hope for, because things have not been fleshed out. They have not yet materialized, but there is a seed of hope in your heart. Joe Teipel, Surfer Joe, well, he knows what it's like to have a seed of an idea in his heart. It grew into something that he eventually sold. It was a smashing success over the course of an extended period of time. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Surfer Joe himself, Joe Teipel, in studio with us. Thanks for joining us today. You can find out more about Joe at joeteipel.com, joeteipel.com. So, Joe, as things began to grow in your burgeoning business endeavor right out of college, right out of UH Manoa, what were the next steps?
That is a good question, Danny, because it was a transitional period. I was on an unusual six-year two-degree program, which back in the 70s, I'm being a little bit sarcastic about that. Normally, people graduated in 4 years. I took six because I was enjoying UH Manoa in the surf capital of the world. You might understand the implications there. So much that my dad eventually had to say, never mind the master's and the PhD plans, just get out in the real world and earn a living, which the poli sci degree is not designed to ameliorate or help in any way, shape, or form. But I had accumulated a lot of credits doing all these internships that were just so awesome. I mean, working with the governor's office and legal aid societies, and it was just a wonderful time. The reason I mentioned that was that Surf News Network was something that was I had grabbed onto, and was the train had left the station, and it was growing during and before I graduated from UH Manoa. This was not a case of that I graduated and got my cap on, a diploma, and all of a sudden I started this company and opened the keys to that office. It was already underway. So afterwards, 1980, after my graduation from UH Manoa, that's when I kind of put the pedal to the metal and started expanding it ambitiously to the point where it eventually was on 30 different frequencies here in Hawaii, and had, you know, just even subtly without exactly planning to set a lot of records in terms of, you know, nothing like this had ever been done before in terms of something blossoming and serving with multiple teams, multiple normally competitive radio stations and formats with basically the same product, including eventually to all the islands. And so there was a lot of growth. And then I was still single at the time. And so I was pushing my MC career and announcing career and beginning my election career. And there was a lot going on. So eventually I transitioned out of Surf News Network by licensing it and then eventually selling it to Mr. Gary Cooley, who, by the way, serves at Grace Bible Church to this very day.
And has with Norman?
I don't know
all
the details.
I mean, Norman Nakanishi?
Could be.
Grace? Okay.
But the reason I mention that, it's just been wonderful to watch him and his walk with the Lord as well. And and we've both been through a lot of experiences together personally and professionally. And, you know, without getting into the drama of it, through some of that expansion and just, you know, having a lot of been giving a lot of zest and curiosity and passion for life and being blessed with finding out at least one reason why God put me on this planet, which was the Surf Report system. I was extremely clear on that from very early on, even before I knew Christ. I knew that I was given a gift when I'd seen so many other people that I believed and would say they were still searching or hadn't even found their stride in their career, might be doing things or with people they would rather not be. And I thought, wow, what? How was I so lucky, I would say, right? And blessed. But the reason I mentioned all that was without getting into the drama, eventually some of my lack of discipline or lack of control from the spiritual realm, where we know battles are started, fought, and or won,
mm-hmm.
eventually started targeting me, and I started participating in things, and with my excitement to experience life, sometimes, you know, curiosity can kill the cat, which in this case it didn't do, because I was saved after a major internal battle with Satan and God tugging at my soul, and thank God, you know, the good guys won. So I had to experience some new dimensions to life that kind of, frankly, just came out of, I think, a high appetite for life. But the thing of it is, there's parts of life that we're not supposed to experience, not supposed to taste, and or that we're going to need to have rescue from. But that is one of the ways, I believe, in my case too, that God allows us a little bit of a leash, even when we don't know, thank God that he's been calling us, to experience our need for him in our weakness, that he is going to be the only way out of some things that we may get ourselves into. And that it takes what it takes. And sometimes it is a frequent condition of humanity, including partially in my own life, that we have to lose something and have God's hand to help pull us through it to form the foundation for our growth with God and for God. Now, I think that that's just, it's a common pathway. I didn't grow up in the church, so I was probably destined to have to go off the rails a little bit here and there in order to find the rescue that in his word he always said is always there for us, right?
Was there a specific moment, or was this over a period of time that you began to realize your need for God, or you became more attentive to spiritual things?
It's a good question, because I've seen so many people, and I went to meetings. I got invited to churches that were very evangelical a few times, where there was altar calls that I didn't respond to, and maybe somebody that I brought or brought me did. Or anyway, one thing led to the next, and I was starting to get notice that somebody, some being, something's nudging me toward this path. Back in the 70s, I don't know if you know who this guy is. I think his name was Andre Cole. There's a famous mm-hmm. illusionist mm-hmm. Christian evangelist, and he, through his presentation of principles, through his magic show, introduced me to this idea of cause and effect. Not just the law of thermodynamics, but all these effects had to have a cause, and all original causes had to have an original cause, which created this idea that was inescapable called there has to be a God. And once I kind of broke through that mental block or ignorance, at that level, that moment, his little show there, that one night at the Campus Center, just got me on this search, this curiosity. Then eventually, irony of ironies, a Taoist, Dr. Wayne Dyer, once many years ago cited, and he's quoted Christ a lot, but he cited this scientific study that showed how the human body unquestionably weighs a significant amount less upon the death of that person, as we call death. And proving this idea of a soul. And when I confronted that, and I said, wow, so there is such a thing. I have a soul, and I want to know more about it. So ironically, that was a little bit of a stepping stone on my path to Christ, just accepting the idea that I have a soul, and it sure looks like that soul is eternal from this body and eventually separated from it. And I need to know who I am and where I'm going afterwards. So eventually this path led to eventually somebody giving me the small Gideon's Bible with the Psalms and the Proverbs mm-hmm. and the New Testament, the four Gospels. And I think his name was Tommy Amarino that gave me my first book. You might know if Tommy, you're chuckling. Yeah, yeah. And I still have it, by the way, was signed to me. And so that got me reading. Mm-hmm. And during some of my darker times and hours, I was just drawn, you know, from my vulnerability and my searching and coming to the end of myself and my own solutions for things I was wrestling with internally or externally, I started reading that and saying, wow, what is in this word? It would just grab you and shake you unlike other printed words. But by the way, a little sidebar story. Years ago, I'm sitting in Perrysburg, where my mother moved back to eventually, and she gives me this book by this guy named, I think, Stephen Mitchell, called The Book of Job. It was a write-up that had the whole book and some commentary. And I had no interest in reading scripture and whatever like that. She said, here, read this to me, which is kind of an odd thing, because I knew that she knew that I had no interest in reading that, including to her, including in those circumstances. But I started reading this, and I felt this connection with the scripture from the book of Job like I had never felt reading anything in my entire life. And I'd done a lot of reading. Man, when you go to private schools like I did at Iolani and MidPack and UH, you do a lot of reading. But they were all just like two-dimensional compared to when I read the words. And I said, what is in these words? There's just this life and rhythm, and it just grabbed me, that made me want to learn and have a passion to know more. So that bit me too. So it was a progression. Then eventually I had friends that led me to Christ with a formal salvation prayer experience. And, you know, the rest is history, I guess, Danny.
Now, were you married at that time?
No.
Not yet. Okay, we'll get to that.
Yes. Thank God for marriage.
And Danny, did I hear the word Iolani? I think I heard something about Iolani. Imagine.
Well, there's a kinship there. You know.
I had a feeling.
Well, he also mentioned the name Tommy Amorino giving a Gideon's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't surprise me that Tommy would have done that. But it reminds me also, Joe, of and Suzanne, how a simple act. We talk about simple steps, simple act of what can happen. There are things that we all can do. Dear one, as you listen today, is there something that you can give? Is there a small Bible that you can pass on? Is there a gospel tract? You just never know. You see, when you were talking about, and so grippingly, I could just see it in your eyes and feel it, how the Word of God was grabbing hold of you.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we talk, get a hold of the Word, get a hold of the Word. But what about if the Word gets a hold of you? Well, that's quite another thing. But the Word can, because the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is living.
And active. Yes.
Living and active. Well, that's why we like to share the Word and share the testimonies of what the Word of God has done in the lives of people like Joel Teipel. You know, he has an amazing voice. What a tremendous gift of communication. But don't let this pass you by. In there is a tender heart and a tender soul that has been searching for God. And my friend today, I wonder if it isn't you at this moment, in the quietness of your heart, who would say, Danny, that's me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm searching. I'm looking for God. Does God know of me? Does God care about me? And Joe Teipel would say, Suzanne, we resound in saying, indeed he cares. Indeed he loves. When we come back from our break, not only will we continue with Joe sharing his journey, but what difference has Christ made in his life as a businessman? As a quintessential entrepreneur, ideas flow out of him. But then amazingly, you know, a lot of people have ideas, but amazingly, they materialize. They become, they produce better things in people's lives. And I think there's a redeeming quality to that God brings. And when we come back, Joe will explain some of that to us, and you'll be blessed. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, an organized man lives an organized life. Organized people, they have things in order. They don't go roughshod through things. They value even little things that may be a moment of sweet recollection and even a bit of humor. You say, Danny, what are you talking about? These are cryptic things. Well, Joe Typo produces for me during our break an old business card.
1988.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for
clearing
that all up for us. He produces it for one of our previous guests. And, a moment of nostalgia also reveals the man who kept that card for so long. How many of you today have business cards in an old desk or somewhere else in your house? Or maybe, you know, if you were asked to show it, to produce it, you would not be able to do it. I'm not judging you. You know why? Because I'm like you. I've got some all over the place. I may even have more than one of the same person in different places. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Joe Typel, Surfer Joe. He's an auctioneer. He's an MC. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, extraordinaire. You can find out more about him at joetypel.com. You see, can I get this program? I'm enjoying it. I'd like to share it with a family member or a friend. I didn't know that part of Joe. You can sure get that at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I would say share it with a family member or friend. Joe, your relationship with Christ, you were explaining before our break. How has your relationship with Christ made a difference in your life in business?
In a number of ways. I'll reflect on your pointing to my penchant for history and nostalgia. I am a very nostalgic, memorabilia kind of person. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, I was the opposite. I thought if I worked until I dropped dead at 98, I'd be happy with that. And there's another part of me that's dawned in just the last few years that could totally stop and just look back and study history. The history of our founding fathers, the history of Hawaii, wow. The history of our faith, especially history of the creation of the Bible, without having to go forward and create anything. And I've been a very creative person most of my life, so that's a little bit of an anomalous thing, but I noticed that the undercurrent of my life was always like that. I always had that interest in kind of having a track record, business cards of people that meant something to me when I experienced meeting them in business or personal life. I have just hundreds of pounds of Franklin Covey organizer diaries from back to the 80s when they were, remember the little size and the Monarch size? And so, and my wife thinks I definitely keep too much memorabilia. But the reason I'm saying all that is I'm in looking back, I see that on one hand, I've been blessed by being given some gifts, including being able to acknowledge and experience them in this lifetime. And I don't want to restrict that to my vocation or my career as much as I've been blessed with creating Auctions Unlimited, with being Surfer Joe the Auctioneer and the Surf Report system. And that would be more than enough if I didn't create anything else. But there's more to come, because I think that our spiritual purpose may be related to that. Maybe it looks similar, and it may not be that. They may be a part of our ministry. They may or may not be. So I'm, on one hand, I'm feeling certain about my past and the gifts I've been given. And I would encourage people to know that God made everything with a purpose, and them too. Mm-hmm. And that if they haven't found it, that they need to get on with that business and that idea, that belief that they were created to solve problems that they're uniquely gifted to do, and that in there will be a sense of fulfillment and peace and provision and just joy, that if they're not in that center, life may become unnecessarily stressful or disheartening or whatever. And so that's my encouragement, is for people to quickly find that. But I think that in navigating, even in your strength areas in life, we need the power of Christ. We need the power of the Word, because we are sinful, broken creatures, and we are not going to have an easy, straight shot from where we are to, you know, our final day on this planet. We're going to need the power of Christ to keep our thinking pure, wash our mind daily with the Word, to remind us how humble we should be about where we could have ended up without him, and to make sure that we impart that to at least one other person, because somebody's been where I've been, or just on a shade of it, mm-hmm. and that maybe they could hear that my testimony would be impactful to them. Because so many people probably have huge gifts that are untapped, songs that are unsung, and they could die tomorrow. And people need to be encouraged that through the power of Christ, that one's angelic protection is going to alone start to create possibilities for them to harvest why they were purposed on this planet, versus you're not guaranteed that you're going to find that in this lifetime. You know, certainly without God, it's going to be questionable.
You said something about the need for Christ in the strength areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we talk about the need for Christ in the broken areas mm-hmm. of life, in the wasted areas of life, or the waning areas. But the strength area, for someone who is riding the wave of their gifting mm-hmm. and seeing the fruit of that, there's an ease to it. It's organic. It's a flow. Well, amidst that confluence, one could very easily, in the middle of success, think, I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Teipel, where in your, I mean, a successful man, you've got the track record, you've got, you know what it means to extract the nectar out of life, as Robin Williams said in Dead Poet Society, carpe diem, you know. What would you say to someone today who is at the top, or on the rise to the apex, and has very little to no need of God, at least from their standpoint, at this stage of life?
One of the beautiful things about being a Christian is that, and this principle comes and probably applies in the secular world as well, and it can be demonstrated by a diagram. If you draw a circle on a chalkboard, called inside that circle is what you know, and outside of it is what you don't know.
Mm.
And as you expand that circle of what you know, mm-hmm. so expands, ironically, the field outside called all that you still don't know and never will. And I think that over time, that my Christian walk has filled me with a lot of confidence, a lot of principles, and it's changed my life, and it looks a lot of ways unlike what it used to. But then I still see the need for God is continuous. Because, among other things, it's taken me so long to understand really the meaning and the power of the cross alone. That one conclusion, it's taken me, and I'm probably a slow learner. Some people get it right away. Some people don't get it, but by a process over time to fully appreciate it and to be able to communicate it. There's simple concepts like Pastor Rick Warren. He got my wife and I on this idea about the purpose-driven life, which really aligned, by the way, my wife and I, to have this idea that we not only have individual, but we've got a corporate and a married purpose too. But he gave me concepts like that we were made by God, for God. That is so simple. It's almost ridiculously escapable. But if I would be willing to tell the richest, most sophisticated person on earth that one statement, and it doesn't matter how much success or happiness you experience on this planet, if you don't get that, you've lost it all. You're like rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic, because you have a soul and it's going to end up in one of two places, and there are distinctions about this lifetime that affect the next lifetime. And I think it's very, very important that high achievers understand that, and that I think that high achievers are frankly fortunate if they ever have to confront this in their lifetime, because I believe that achievement can be one of the greatest blinders. We know about the rich man stories in the Bible. And so I feel some great compassion for very, very successful people. It is hard to put God first if you've got so much going on that's working in your life. I think you're not even a real person yet until you've lost something and been brought to your knees. That's truly the balanced life.
Amen. That is so powerful, Joe. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
For our listeners. Because you're right, Danny. So often we talk about coming to Christ through brokenness or need. But those that have been so successful that don't realize it's by the grace of God are lost.
It would seem to me that the greater the success, I know it doesn't always happen, but just following along your reasoning, that one ought to be all the more humbled by the success, knowing that it was, you know, as you gave illustration to that circle widening, 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 there's still so much more that that one does not know.
I love that visual. It's powerful.
Joe, when we come back in our final segment, I'm wondering if we could spend a few moments just explaining. You know, we have a heart for someone who, and it may be a very successful person even, who may have come across a loss. It could be a loss of many kinds. But it doesn't matter that it can be of many kinds. All that matters is that it's of one kind. Whatever it is that they're going through right now, that's it. That's it. And it becomes a moment that could change their life drastically. It quite plausibly came as a shock to them. It could be a health issue. It could be financial. It could be something that makes them feel completely vulnerable because it's out of their control. And to make it even worse, they thought they had control. When we come back, more from Joe Teipel. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, a loss. You know, a loss can be a gain. Yeah, a loss can be a gain. Depending on what happens with the loss, we all experience losses in life, and they are not fun, they're not easy, and they don't come at convenient times. Perhaps today might be a moment where you're feeling a bit shaken. That's not uncommon, although when we are shaken, we feel like we're the only one. I think God brings Joe Teipel here just to remind us that we are not alone. You are not alone. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that to have you sharing your time with us. Hey, this is a special moment, and we believe the Lord is working and moving in a very personal way in your heart, in your life, dear friend. By the way, you can find out more about Joe at joeteipel.com. Joe, what would you say to someone today who's experiencing a really rough time, a loss of some kind, very personal, very tender to them right now, in a way that you can, a tender way, speak to their hearts?
It's an interesting and wonderful and powerful invitation opportunity that I have by virtue of your question, because when I look back at the losses in my life, it's easy to get conceptual and say statements like that loss is a common pathway to God, loss is a surefire cure for ingratitude. And we all know those are true. And sometimes concepts just, they don't seem to be the call of the day for someone that's in it right now, the person you might be addressing, Danny. Mm. So I understand, have compassion for that distinction. But in my case, looking back, when I have the benefit of 2020 hindsight vision, I sure see the surefire hand of God in never creating but allowing me to experience loss as my ticket to becoming vulnerable enough to surrender to seeking and receiving His power and His rescue. Because, you know, whether it's the serenity prayer, right, that a lot of 12-step and other groups has taught us, that there's parts of life that we can control and there's parts of life that we cannot. And we live in that duality from the cradle to the grave as fallen human beings. And sooner or later, we're going to have rough spots on the intersection of those two worlds in this mortal body. And whether a person is grounded in Christ or new yet seeking God, or maybe seeking and not even knowing it, that it's good to know that God always has a rescue plan, and that loss can be the fertile ground, the valley in which those seeds can be planted and will produce a rich harvest. And I can say, for one, having been through enough, that I look back and I count my losses as a blessing and the pathway and the stepping stone. None of these sound like concepts, but they literally were. When it was most out of control and would have sold my soul to get out of the problems, and thank God you can't do that, but you have that feeling. Right, to just stop the pain. And I look back, I wouldn't change those moments for anything, because of where they got me to today. So just to know that if they're seeking God, He will meet them halfway. And we only have to go halfway, right? We don't have to have it all figured out. He will reach us when we're reaching for Him.
Joe, a prayer for someone right now who knows what success is like, but they're dislodged.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come today to join Danny and Suzanne, thanks to the blessing of His Good Life Hawaii radio program and these airwaves that reach out on terrestrial and internet radio and reach to parts known and unknown to speak to somebody out there that may have been able to relate to or touched by any aspect of who I may be or may have been attempting to be on my own before meeting you and your son Christ, and maybe move to see the need for God. Whether you feel out there in radio land you are having it all together, somewhat together, or in a state of loss, that God has a plan for you and has a place in your life, and you've got a God-shaped hole in your heart that only He can fill. And I urge, Lord, that you show that individual maybe listening right now that in this prayer time that they see that now is the time for salvation, and now is the time, and not to put it off, to have that part of their lives filled by you, because life can only get more right and become better in all of its ups and downs in this mortal body and for eternity's sake with your Son, Jesus Christ, the name above all names. So Holy Spirit, bless all those that are touched within hearing distance of this program by your saving grace, your saving message. And that grace means your mercy, your forgiveness, and also your power. We thank you, God, for your presence and power in our life. We thank you for Danny and the blessing of the show, Suzanne for her support. We thank you for my life, and we thank you for all the good that's here to stay and all the good that's on its way. You've promised in your word when we pray this in Christ's mighty name, it is done. Amen and amen.
And amen. And in our last few minutes, Joe, I know that you have a wonderful bride of, I believe it's 13 years.
13.
Can you share 13. With us how you met, where you met, and just a little bit about her, please?
Indeed. Miho Teipel, Mrs. T, and I met in a church in 1999. Now, you talk about change. We met on Halloween, the devil's holiday, in Sunday on a church that, let's just say, minimally is not Bible-based. But at the time, I was on the path and searching. So I'm open. And she's there for the first time, and I'm serving on the usher's team. And you talk about these bold ideas that have inspired and carried my life, where God's nudging and pushing me into Surf News Network and my auction career. Well, He had me get up and go meet that woman that day. Said, this is my time, this is her time. And I'd had a vision that I would meet my wife in a church. And I'd never been married before, and or that we'd go to the same church. So I said, this is the moment. And I asked if she wanted to serve. This is me with a chutzpah to ask a total stranger if she wants to serve out of the blue. I have no background with this woman at all. And when she said yes and meant it, I said, wow, this is a different kind of person. We've been together ever since that day, 17 years ago. We've been married 13 years. And by the way, we did our morning prayers. We're both very physical. Do you know what the plank is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do our 2.5 minute prayer during the plank. We sing the Lord's Prayer, and we add all these prayers. It's a little difficult. This is a new program for us.
Well, but just describe a little what the plank is for someone might be wondering what that is.
Well, if you look in the new modern fitness and training world, whether it's with or without fitness center objects and weights and CrossFits and programs and all that stuff, there's this thing where you brace yourself on your elbows, triangulated, and your locked legs and knees, and it's just something you do in a stationary isometric exercise for as maybe long as you can, and it's very, very hard over just a short period of time. So anyway, it's just part of how we wake up in the life and put God into our life early and in unison. I encourage anybody and everybody to pray with your spouses. It's a high like surfing. It's just one of the greatest things that two people can do. And my wife Miho is my earth angel. She is living proof that there is a God and that He's with us.
I
know your husband feels the same way about you, Suzanne.
I pray so. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a blessing.
I'm just thinking if I were to do the plank my prayer, probably after the first 15 or 20 seconds, would start quivering.
I'm impressed that you could get to 15 or 20 seconds. I think we'll do it prone in bed.
If you were to see Joe Typel, you know why we call him Surfer Joe. The man is in shape.
Yes.
What an example. And today, Joe, what a story.
Thank you.
And
thank you for allowing us to go into parts of the story. And you sharing from your heart the various aspects that have related to us, to our listeners, in a very tender moment of life. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your generosity. You can find out more about Joe, again, joetypel.com.
Well, I'm just wondering, shouldn't we auction off this little flower real quick? I'm kidding. They'll have to go to an auction to hear Joe at his finest.
The price of admission.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Joe, again, thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you, Denny.
This has been so special.
Yes.
It has indeed.
Answered prayer.
Have you been touched, dear one, by what God has done in the life of Joe Typel? I certainly have, and I'm grateful for this moment with him and with you. You'll find more inspirational stories of hope and faith and life at thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's always a blessing to be with you, my friend. This is a perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, like Joe said, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click a decision for Jesus, and we have a presentation for you there. Psalm 89, verse 8. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Joe Typel. Again, find out more at joetypel.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.